Shalom and welcome to another program of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. This is going to be a little unusual. We're going back 14 years to 2009 when we first went onto the internet to do the, let's say, a new phase of the program. So we'll be going back to 2009 and It'll be interesting to see the difference in the programming. Okay, without further ado, let's go back in time. Good evening, and welcome to this new phase of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Many of you have been with me from the beginning when I started this hobby in 1977 at WFMU. Some of you may recall it was Larry Gordon's Jewish and Hebrew Sound. I had my program every Friday morning, and then in 1980, I got my own show at WSOU at Seton Hall University. 2 hours of Jewish soul music. That ran until around 1996. I later helped to form Cantor's World, dedicated to reviving chazonus, cantorial music. Many of you recall some of the events that we ran, and that was a very, very exciting time for me, I have to tell you. After that, I had a midnight cantorial radio program, which ran for many years. And now for this new phase of this wonderful hobby of mine, the internet, the powerful internet. This will allow me to reach a broader worldwide audience, particularly since this program will be archived and will be available at your convenience. Just for information, I'm working on having a phone hookup so that I'll be able to take calls during the program. And perhaps we'll get back to that very popular Name That Chazon, part of the second hour of the program. Obviously, if you're listening to this program, you have a computer and you have email. So you can reach me at CBJ Music. That's Charlie Bernhout, Jewish Music. CBJ Music. At AOL.com. I welcome your comments and suggestions. Once again, that's CBJMusic.com. I'll be playing a lot of my favorite, I always play my favorite recordings, actually. It'll be a mixture. The first hour will have Israeli, Yiddish, American Hasidic, or modern religious. There'll be some instrumental, a little klezmer here and there, boys' choirs. And, of course, we have to have comedy. Got to have a laugh once in a while. Oh, no, not more than once in a while. I'm going to try and help you have a laugh at least every week. And then there are historical recordings, Holocaust recordings, and what I would call miscellaneous holiday songs and the like. We'll start with one of my favorite Israeli singers, And we're going back a few years. I have to tell you that a lot of what I'm playing is from the 50s, 60s, 70s, maybe into the 80s, early 90s. I am not too fond of the music that has been coming out in the last 10 years or so out of Israel or even here in America. So my focus is going to be on music that I loved from 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago. We're going to start with an old chestnut, if you will. This is Yoram Gaon, Me'al Pisgat Har Hatzofim. From the top of Mount Scopus, I will bow to you. From the top of Mount Scopus, peace unto you, Yerushalayim. For thousands of generations, I have dreamed to see your shining beauty. Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, turn your face unto me. Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, from your ruins I will rebuild you. Yoram Gaon.
Me'al pisgat har hatzofim eshtachave lachapayim. Me'al pisgat har hatzofim shalom lach Yerushalayim. Alfei dorot chalamti alayim לראות לזכות באור פנייך. ירושלים, ירושלים, האירי פנייך לבנך. ירושלים, Yerushalayim, mechor votayich evneh. Me'al pisgat har hatzofim eshtachave lachapayim. Me'al pisgat har hatzofim shalom lach Yerushalayim. Be'alfei brachot hayi baruchah mikdash melech ir meluchah.
Yehoram Gaon with Me'al Pisgat Har Hatzofim. Well, the whole world is a narrow bridge. Kol Ha'olam Gesher Tzar Me'od. This is the duo Re'im. An important thing, of course, is not to be afraid. Good thoughts.
Ve'ha'ika, ve'ha'ika גשר צר מאוד, גשר צר מאוד, כל העולם כולו גשר צר מאוד, גשר צר
was the duo Re'im with Kol HaOlam Gesher Tzar Me'od. Okay, I'm playing a lot of my favorites, and I know they're favorites of yours. You probably, some of them you may not have heard for a while, but you're going to hear them on this program. Let's go back to the Rabbi's Sons, and this is Arousing Horachamon.
Kula shabosunu ho Harachamon Kuyan filenu Yom shekula shabosunu ho Harachamon Kuyan filenu Yom shekula shabosunu ho Harachamon Kuyan filenu Yom shekula shabosunu ho Yom shekulo shabbos umnucho Lecha yeh chayei olamim Yom shekulo shabbos umnucho Lecha yeh olamim Yom shekulo shabbos umnucho Lecha yeh chayei olamim Yom shekulo shabbos umnucho Lecha yeh olamim Shabbos Menucha Yom Shekulo Shabbos Menucha Shabbos Menucha Shabbos Menucha Yom Shekulo Shabbos Menucha Shabbos Shalom. שכולו שבא זונוכו.
Yes, the Rabbi's Sons, and it's smooth music. That's what I like about it. It's not screaming and shouting at you, and it's my kind of music. I hope it's your kind of music. I hope you're going to enjoy this. By the way, of course, the second hour will feature a full hour of Chazanis, cantorial music. I confess that's my most favorite, but these are favorites also. And if you enjoy this music, and if you have friends who perhaps may enjoy cantorial or a mixture as we have this first hour, why don't you let them know about the program? Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. Well, there are four singers to which I am partial. For which or for whom I am partial, I have to confess. They had a great influence on my on me during my early years in this hobby, and in the non-Chazanis world, that is. And it's Shlomo Kalbach, Ben Zion Schenker, Avram Fried, and Mordechai Ben David. I confess these four, I wouldn't want to say who is my most favorite. I just say I love them all. I like a lot of other guys too, but these had a great influence on me. And I'm going to play a selection of each of them right now. And you'll be hearing more of them, obviously, as the weeks and years, hopefully the years, go along. Now, the problem with this first recording of Kalbach, I don't have a pristine record. It was a beat-up record that I got. This is from about 30, 35 years ago. The album was Haneshoma Loch, and you'll hear the scratches. But this is early Kalbach, and it's Kalbach at his best as far as I'm concerned. I hope that you'll enjoy it, and hope that we can get past the scratches. Mim Komcha, the classic.
Because I
the original. That's the original Kaulbach. We're going to hear a lot of his. Quite frankly, in the later years, his voice, something happened to it. Whatever. I like early Kaulbach. Okay, Bensian Shanker. This is from his album Sounds of Joy. Uvduye Hashem. And the ransomed of the Lord will return, and they shall come singing to Zion. This particular selection was written in response to the sudden increase of Jewish immigration from the Soviet Union to Israel in 1971. This is from Isaiah, an age-old prophecy that became a reality with the freeing of the Russian Jews. And let's hear Bensian Shanker. Uvduye Hashem.
Uvduye Hashem, Yeshuvon, Uvotziyoim Brinda. Uvduye Hashem, Yeshuvon, Uvotziyoim Brinda. Besimcha soilom al roisham so soim simcha yasigo benosu yagay vanacha besimcha soilom al roisham so soim simcha yasigo benosu yagay vanacha
Bensian Shanker from 37 years ago. Can you imagine? 37. Wow. Time goes by when you're having fun. We'll hear again more of, there's a certain lilting sound, just a beautiful, beautiful sound that that I truly enjoy with Bensian Shanker. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I was at a fundraiser for the Chabad of the Upper East Side, and I was glad to see that my friend Rabbi Benny Krasiansky has been doing such a wonderful, wonderful job there, as have so many of the Chabad houses throughout the world. You know how they know that there's nobody living on the moon? Because there's no Chabad house there. Anyway, Avram Fried was the feature singer at this fundraiser a couple of weeks ago, and he's like fine wine. Just gets better and better with age. Let's go back to a 1988 recording, which is a classic of his. This is Tanya, And let me just make sure that I have the controls properly. You know, I'm running the controls by myself now, no engineer, and I'm always afraid I'm going to hit the wrong button. So once in a while it may happen. We call that a technical problem. Anyway, let's hear a beautiful version of Tanya with Avram Fried.
Tanya, Omar Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, hab mir gelernt, hat gesagt der heilige Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Pamachas nichnasti lehakti. Voires lifnai vilifnim vidu we see a kasiri kel kosher tsevois shehu yoisheva ki sei rom viniso Yishmael beni, 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 beni. Ah, boy, boy, what a chayni. V'yomar li, Yishmael beni, 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 beni. Ah, boy, boy, what a chayni. Omarti loy, yehi rotzoin milfonecho. Sheikh Bishurach Mecho es Kascho Viyoch Goyilu Rachmecho Al Midoy Secho Rachmecho Al Midoy Secho Yeh Yirotzoy Milfonecho Sheikh Bishurach Mecho es Kascho Viyoch Goyilu Rachmecho Doi se yichur rachmeto al midoi secho Oy 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 besis na hei gimbonecho Vemita sorachamim Vesiko vohneis lohem Lichmim mishur ashatim Oy 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 besis na I'll be doing so.
וסיסנה הגיבונך חוש ממי נעזרה
Avram Fried with Tanya. Well, how do you like this? There are no commercials on this program. Have you noticed that? No commercials. 15 to 20 minutes out of every hour. And I've never had commercials since 1977, and God be willing, I'll never have to. That's one of the reasons that I came to the internet, because it gets very tiring begging for money, and the radio program was costing $600 a week, and that was for an hour after midnight. Can you imagine what it would cost before midnight? In any event, I hope that you're enjoying this music so far, and again, I hope that you'll tell your friends about the program if you enjoy it, or if you know that they enjoy this kind of music. Okay, so I mentioned it was Carl Bach, Schenker, Fried. And now it's time for MBD. Now, while I was at the fundraiser listening to Avram Fried a couple of weeks ago, my friend and co-founder of Cantor's World, Cantor Benny Rogoznitsky, was at another concert. And one of the surprise guests was Mordechai Ben David. And I understand that the place was rocking, particularly when he sang this particular song, a classic of his. And I'm going to be sharing that with you. You know, I have to watch these controls and make sure that I hit the right buttons, because I'm the engineer now also. This is Just One Shabbos.
The Western Wall on Friday night, his first time ever there, strapped into his knapsack with his long and curly hair. He stood there for a while, then broke out with a smile, emotion overwhelming joy with tears. The men were dancing there, the heart so full of love. They sang such happy tunes to thank the one above for showing them the way, for giving them a day. Rest, rejoice with peace of mind to pray. Just one Shabbos and we'll all be free. Just one Shabbos, come and join with me. Let's sing and dance through the sky. With our spirits so high, we'll show them all it's true. Let them come and join us too. Seemed to be amused. He said, much more than that, I am a bit confused. I know I am a Jew, I was bar mitzvah too, but Shabbos in our home, whoever knew? has to join with us to understand and see. He spent some time with us in total ecstasy. Next Shabbos came along, his feelings grew so strong. He first began to feel that he belonged. Just one Shabbos and we'll all be free. Just one Shabbos, come and join with me. Let's sing and dance through the sky with our spirits so high. We will show them all it's true. Let them come and join us too. Just one Shabbos and we'll all be free. Just one Shabbos. Changes in his life, a brand new family, his children and his wife. They learn new things each day to live the Torah way, the message of the Shabbos they all relay. Now every Friday night they go down to the wall, invite some people home and they will tell them all. We'll teach you this new song to join and sing along, and soon we'll all be free. It won't be long. Just one Shabbos and we'll all be free. Just one Shabbos, come and join with me. Let's sing and dance through the sky with our spirits so high. We'll show them all it's true. Let them come.
Well, that was Mordechai Ben David with the classic Just One Shabbos. Well, perhaps you've heard of Safam. Yes, a great group, many from Massachusetts, but Dan Funk was originally from New Jersey. And his father, as many of you are aware, was the rabbi at the Rutgers Hillel, my alma mater, Rutgers. Yay, Rutgers! Okay, Safam. They do a wonderful version of it's called "World of Our Fathers." It's interesting in that it describes the Jewish situation, if you will, here in America, what it was, and we'll see what it will be. Who knows? But let's hear their classic, "World of Our Fathers." We'll be hearing a lot of Safam in the coming months and years. They are a favorite of mine.
Came to America in 1904. I was fleeing persecution and the army of the Tsar. Reached Ellis Island alone and half insane, so I left there with a different name. If it wasn't for my people, I don't know what I'd do. And I thank the Lord above me that I was born a Jew. They sheltered me and fed me till I got on my feet, and my mother's words came back to me. Just don't forget where you came from, my son, and the world of your fathers you'll soon leave behind. Just keep the faith of your people wherever you go. They're a friend you will find. I was just another greenhorn looking for a job. I prevailed upon a landsman to finally take me on. Worked as a peddler 10 hours every day. In the evening I brought home my pay. Scrimped and I saved till I put enough aside. Then I sent it to my father, his passage for to buy. Money for the steerage and money for the prize. It was 4 years since my mother died. From my mother each day in the synagogue I pray for you. I've built a life for us here in America. How proud you would be if you knew. Sisters and my baby brother too. Then we moved up to New England near some people that we knew. I made a bit of money in Boston's old North End, which we gradually learned how to spend. A bunch of little citizens I brought into this world, but most of them were no goods who squandered while I toiled. Sophisticated Americans they very soon became. Of their father they would grow ashamed. Just don't forget where we came from, my children. The world of our fathers is what made us strong. Don't sell your souls for the thrills of America. What price must you pay to belong? And the one who is a doctor even keeps me in his home. He says to me, mein Zeder, when the children learn to speak, abyssal Yiddish you should teach them. The time, so many times, when I feared that all was lost. We had come so far so fast that I wondered what the cost. But now I see my father's world begin to rise in my great-grandchildren's eyes.
Yidi Di, Yidi Di in America. How do you like that? Of course, the phrase sophisticated Americans, they very soon became of their parents. They would grow ashamed. Well, that's a story, isn't it? Well, it's, I hope we're past all that. Mordechai Gebertig wrote Unser Städtel brennt. It was around 1938, 1939. He foretold the coming of the Holocaust. Our town is burning. Brothers, our poor town is burning. Raging winds are fanning the wild flames and furiously tearing, destroying, and scattering everything. Everything is burning. And you stand by and look on with folded arms, with verlegte hand. You stand and look passively on while our town is burning. Our town is burning, and only you can save it. Extinguish the fire with your own blood, if you must. I have many, many versions of Es brennt, but I think that my most favorite, well, I know that my most favorite, is this one sung by Jan Peerce.
Es brennt, oi unser Ohren Städteln brennt. Weise Winden mit Radosen reißen, brechen und zu blasen, starker noch die wilde Flammen, als herum schein brennt. Und ihr steht und kifft das Säus mit verlegter Hand. Und ihr steht und kippt das Eisig, unser Städtes Brennt. Es brennt, Friederlach, es brennt. Konkolile kommen der Moment, das ganze steht mit uns zusammen, soll er weg in Nacht in Flammen bleiben, wenn in Nacht erschlacht schwarze Puste brennt. Und ihr steht und tief das Eisig mit verlegte steht und gibt das Eisig, unser Städtes brennt. Es brennt, Friedelach, es brennt. Nur in euch allein gewöhnt. Ob du Städtel, die seid teuer, nimm die Kehl im löschten Feuer, löscht mit euer Regenblut, weißt du's ihr nur kennt. Und ihr steht und tippt das Häuser mit verlegten
such a powerful selection, isn't it? Es brennt. And are you standing by while Israel is burning with verlegte Hand, with folded arms? I hope not. I hope not. Let's hear a quickie from the Moscow Jewish Choir. This should be Hava Nagila. I think it is. Let's see. Nagila. I hope you enjoyed that quickie. One of the things that I have been doing over the last 25 years is presenting Jewish comedy, recordings of Jewish comedy at various temples and for Jewish organizations. A few weeks ago, I was at the Fifth Avenue Synagogue. A couple of months ago in West Orange. I've been down to Houston, all over the place, presenting Myron Cohen and Mickey Katz, Hannah Youngman, Mousy Lawrence, and many others. It's very important to laugh, you know that, because laughter, as Norman Cousins discovered, produces endorphins, and endorphins fight illness. So a good laugh is very, very important every once in a while. So each week I'm going to try to play some selection from my massive collection of comedy. Let's start with the classic of all classics. This is A Call from Long Island. This is, of course, this is Betty Walker, and it's from the album You Don't Have to Be Jewish.
A Call from Long Island.
Hello?
Hello, Mama.
Hello, darling. How are you?
Terrible, Mama. Terrible.
What is it, sweetheart? Tell Mama.
Mama, we're snowed in here. The car wouldn't start this morning. I think both kids have the measles. The doctor can't come until 5 o'clock. I'm coming down with a cold. The freezer is broken and all the food is spoiled. And the house is a mess. And on top of that, Mama, 20 ladies from my Hadassah chapter are coming for lunch at 1 o'clock. Mama, what am I gonna do?
Don't worry, sweetheart. Mother is here. First of all, I'll go to the supermarket and I'll pick up to eat. Then I'll take the subway to the Long Island Railroad and I'll take the train.
Oh, Mama, I don't
please,
want
darling,
you.
It's only an hour and a half to the bus. And then I'll take the bus, and from where the bus stopped, I'll walk the 14 blocks to your house. And for you, darling, I'll put the children to bed, and for you, I'll change the sheets, and I'll give them an aspirin so they shouldn't yell, and I'll clean up the house, and I'll cook something nice for the 20 ladies. They'll love it. Just don't worry, darling. Everything will be okay. Isn't that what a mother is for?
Oh, Mama. Thank you. I feel so much better.
By the way, sweetheart, if it's snowing and the car wouldn't start this morning, how did Sam get to work?
Sam? What Sam?
Sam, your husband.
My husband's name is Paul. Is this Tremont 71166?
No, this is Tremont 71177.
Does that mean you're not coming?
There's no question that that's one of the great lines. Does that mean you're not coming? Well, an hour goes by very quickly, doesn't it? Let's see. Here's my theme song. I think it's going to come across. Let's hear it. Well, it's the fastest hour in Jewish radio, isn't it? I hope that you're ready for an hour of cantorial music coming up in a couple of minutes. I encourage you to tell your friends about the program. Remember, if you want to reach me, you can contact me at CBJ Music. CB for Charlie Bernhout, J, of course, Jewish, CBJMusic@AOL.com. And I'd like to take this opportunity to thank my friend Mendy Werdiger of Adaret and his, let's say, promotion of Jewish music and allowing this program to be on his website, jewishbroadcast.com. Don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is the best form of advertising. Well, it certainly is very inexpensive anyway. Tell your friends about the program. And if you have anybody who loves cantoral music, get on the phone and tell them to tune into this next hour. By the way, the program is archived, so you can listen to this at any time at your convenience forever. How is that? Shalom.